All right, let's go. Okay, so we're in the middle of the sukkah. I'm going to try and get a good... get most of the sukkah done today. Okay, so we saw yesterday. There's a... looks like a stira in two sukkahs. The Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin makes very clear, according to Rapapa's position, that muad la'adam lo have muad la'behema. That's what Rapapa tells us on Daf Lamed Zayin. And our Gemara seems to be mafurish that muad le'adam have muad le'behema. That's what we learn from the change of lashon in the Torah from negicha to negifa to teach you milsak avurcha kamash malon that muad le'adam is have muad le'behema. So Tosis jumps on this stira and Tosis says I can resolve the stira no problem. And Tosis tells us that the two sukkahs are talking about different cases. Tosis writes the case of Lamed Zayin is talking about when a shor is nogeh, Adam. It's three separate people. And since he's nogeh, three separate people, in such a case, in Achanami, that all he has shown is a propensity to be nogeh, Adam. He has not shown any propensity to be nogeh, Behemos. And therefore, he's muad la'adam, and that doesn't mean he's going to be muad la'behema. That's the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara Andav, Beis and Beis, says Talos is talking about a case where he's muad, he bores Adam, shor, vechamor. And in such a case, says Tosis, he's going to be muad lakol. He's muad for everything, all animals. And he's also going to be muad le'adam, because whereas if this was not adam, it was a different animal, it was a gamal, so in that case, muad le'behemos would not be muad le'adam. But once adam has been in this picture, then muad le'adam is also going to be muad to all behemos. I misspoke. He's not going to be muad le'adam, because he only gored one person, but since within Adam is Yesh Bechal Masayim Moneh, Adam Islam Azala, and therefore, if you're Muad La'adam, you're going to be Muad L'kol Behemos. Is that clear? L'kol Behemos. L'kol Behemos. Let's read Tosis. Tosis says, V'afilu Rav Papa de'amal ha'kamam v'shor shang dal v'hei, de Muad La'adam stama, lo avi Muad La'behemos. Then you're gonna be muad lakol. Aval nogach shor v'chamor v'goma lo have muad le adam. Afagav dechol behema have muad. Afil rapop disahas. In other words, according to Tosis, if you are in this case, Adam Shor Chamor, you're Muad Lakol, which means even Adam, you're also Muad Le Adam. If you're in Ogeh, according to Tosis, Shor, Chamor, and Gomel, then what are you Muad to? You're going to be Muad Lakol, but specifically Behemos. Okay? That is the position of the Baalei Tosis. So far, so good? Okay, comes along. I asked you, yesterday we saw the Ramah, Rav Meir Halevi in the Nemuch Yosei. Today we'll look at the same exact shita, but this is the Rabbeinu Peretz. And if you, it's the same shita, but let's just take a quick look at Rabbeinu Peretz and Daf Beis Amud Beis in our Gemara. So Rabbeinu Peretz says as follows. He quotes the same kasha. And he says, "Hani mili, the command of Lamed Zayin is geshenogach shlosha bnei adam, three people. Avahacha myri keshenogach shor bechamor ba'adam. Dechi agad nefilu rapapa moded to have a muad le behema. Shafilu shor bechamor ve'gama moded rapapa shnas a muad lakol ha behemos kizla kaman. Ve'afal gab de muad lemin ze lo have a muad lemin acher mikamoka mahani shnei min acherim lahashlim." In other words, according to the Rabbeinu Peretz, so he's going to argue on this point. On the point of Adam Shor B'chamor, according to Rabbeinu Peretz, are you muad lakol? You're muad lakol, but specifically behemos, and not necessarily Adam. Not necessarily Adam. After all, you have shown no propensity of goring Adam. That might have been an aberrational goring, and therefore you're not necessarily a muad le behem. That is the machlokes Rabbeinu Peretz. We're going to use the name Rabbeinu Peretz today. Also, Nimuki Yosef versus Baalei Atos. So you good? Okay. So yesterday we gave a hesber this machlokes, and the hesber is a famous chakira, a famous shaila, and that is how do we view what is happening when an animal becomes a shor hamur? What exactly are we establishing? Are we establishing, or are we confirming? Are we being mevarer something that already exists, or are we establishing something mikana lahaba? So one possibility is what it does is, oh, it's muad, it's goring and goring and goring. That reveals, it's a gilui milsa. It reveals that this animal is what? It's a gore, it's a violent animal. It's revelatory in nature. It's telling us the nature of this animal. We couldn't tell after one time, maybe that was an aberration. Two times, maybe that was an aberration. Three times, it's no longer an aberration. The nature of this animal is it's a violent animal. And if it's a violent animal, what does that impose upon the bialim? A chiv shmira. You better watch your violent animal. And the animal is described as a violent animal, and therefore there's going to be a chiv, says Tosis, because that's its nature, even if on the fourth time it's nogeach what? Adam. You're going to be high because it's a chiyuv shmira now on the bialim to watch his violent animal. That's its nature. So according to Tosis, we're using a thesis of ha'ada, of gilui milsa, of being mevarer its nature. That's Tosis' position. What we say is the position of Rabbeinu Peretz / Nimuki Yosef, Rama, is this is not its nature, but it's its nurture. Meaning to say, is that once it becomes repeatedly habituated in nakhon activity, so it starts, after some time, it starts to become second nature to this animal to do this. It becomes used to it. It becomes accustomed to it. And as a result, that becomes its nature. Are we doing something mevarer, something about its past? No. We are establishing that over the course of time, it's becoming a nagra. It's habituating itself in its behavior, and that's what imposes the chiv shmira. So again, we'll label this as the nurture theory. We'll call this the theory of habituation, and it is not a birur, but it's establishing a course of conduct looking forward. So far, so good? This is all chazar. So in light of this background, I ask you to take a look at a Gemara on Daf Chav Dalet, Mishnah that discusses Tanan Mu'ad. And there you find there is a machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. How do we become a Shor Mu'ad? Because the Torah tells us that if you have this animal that was nogeach Mitzmol Shilshon, yesterday, the day before yesterday, established a pattern of Negichos. So the Torah says, and now it did it again. Ooh, it killed someone. You have to Mishal and Kofar because it established a pattern. Mitzmol Shilshon. So if you look at that Pasuk and says, what do we learn from Mitzmol Shilshon? It has, in order to establish a Mu'ad, it has to happen over the course of 3 days. Tmol is one day, mitmol is a second day, shilshom is a third day. You need 3 consecutive days. Or 3 days. Comes along Rav Meir, and Rav Meir says no. 3 days, when the Torah says 3 days, it means even 3 days. Even 3 days. If you stretch it out, even then, it's going to be considered to be a shor mu'ad. But let's say the Nekicha happened 3 Nekichos on one day. So what's the mayor going to tell you? Kol Shekein. kol shekein, you're going to be chayev. If rechek negichosav, you're chayev kirev. You did it in rapid succession. Kol shekein, you are going to be chayev. That's the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda regarding how we establish these three particular things. Now, I am not saying what I'm about to say. I'm about to do something that is 100% sheker. So I'm making it clear, what I'm about to say is sheker. And I'll give you MS soon. But right now it's sheker. Okay, we're going to do a little sheker now. What would you suggest is the Hezver HaMachlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? And how might this fit in with our discussion? Rav Yehuda says it's got to be a Nakhon Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And Rav Meir says even if it's certain, yeah, that's true, but if it's all on Monday, certainly it's a Nakhon. Yes, sir. Okay, so Nosson says very well. Nosson says maybe we can explain the machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda with this chakir. Because if we're thinking about habits, when we think habits, what is a greater way, a better way of creating a habit? By doing it over time or by doing it in rapid succession? So lechora, over time. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? What's the din of a shor muad? The din of shor muad is establishing a habit. This animal is now being habituated. And if it's being habituated, that takes time. So over the course of three separate days, it's showing this pattern over three separate days. So we would say Rabbi Yehuda is in the camp of Rabbeinu Peretz, so to speak, habit forming. And that's why I need 3 days. But according to Rav Meir, this is not a halacha of, yeah, if it's 3 days, if it's going over 3 days, if I could do it in, if it's happening in 1 day, whoa, that animal has a very, very violent nature. It's a very, very aggressive animal. It's doing it in 1 day, so Rav Meir might be in the category of what we call nature. Now, why do I say that what I just said is absolutely lies? A, does it make sense? Yes. It makes sense. I'll give you a good muscle. What is the better way of establishing yourself to be a good student? To chazer every single day. Every day I'm going to put in my hour, 2, 3, 5, 8 of chazara. Or before the exam, I'm going to go ahead and cram my brains out. I'm going to like pull all-nighters and cram like crazy. And now, does cramming work? Yeah. Sure it works. If your goal is a grade on a test, that's the goal. Cramming for sure works. Baduk menus, you're all living proof. Cramming works. We've all done. But if the goal is I want to be an educated student. So how do you become an educated student? You develop the habit of daily chazar, of working daily. So Rav Meir says, no, culture can cram it. Yet the goal is to nail a test. Cram, good, that's Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda says if the goal is habit forming, so the best way to build habits is day in and day out working through that process. That's Rav Yehuda's sheet. Now, why do I say this is all nice, but it's I don't like it as the pshat. Why am I resisting this? What are we saying right now? We're saying machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, machlokes tanoim, is actually the same machlokes as machlokes Rishon. Is that like fair play? Do we pass like one of these two shitas, Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir? We pass in one way?
Yes.
Yeah, we do. Like who?
Like
we pass in like Rav Yehuda. That's the Psach Halacha. So by passing Rav Yehuda, I'm saying the Pshat Rav Yehuda is what is habituation. That's what we're saying. Rav Yehuda's Pshat is habituation. If that's the Pshat, then I'm now siding with which Shita Tosis and Rabbeinu Peretz. I'm siding with Rabbeinu Peretz. But is that where fair to Tosis? Tosis knew how to learn. Tosis knew how to learn. So what I think this is a good, like what I in Hebrew there's a word we say lesaber ta ozen. It's a good example to kind of illustrate the svaras. But I don't think it's a simple pshat, and I'll come back to what I do think is a simple pshat in Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. But I think it's a good way to kind of illustrate and this idea. But I told you we're going to tie this in to a very famous Maharam Rudberg. Very famous Maharam Rudberg. This is easy stuff, not complicated at all. So let's just get this Maharam Rudberg down. The Maharam Rudberg has a very famous psak, and all the yeshivas like quoting this Maharam Rudberg. So the Maharam Rudberg says, we know there's a halacha that we just started, Shmini Atzeres started saying, Masa V'roch Moed HaGesh. What is the halacha if, you need a halacha seder, what is the halacha if a person did not say, Masa V'roch Moed HaGesh, he daven straight without saying, Masa V'roch Moed HaGesh, finish one essay, what's the din? The din is, Me'ikra Din. Mikra din, you have to be chozer. You have to say Shemona Esrei again, unless you're an Israeli or a Sephardi. And if here the minhag is to say Morid Hatal, if you said Morid Hatal and you didn't say Mashiv Aruach, so then you're okay, as long as you said some Haskara of wetness. But if you skipped it all together, then you have to be chozer. Good. Okay, we know that a lot. Now let's say, what happens a lot. Most of us are spacing out when we daven, Baruch Hashem. So we daven, and you get to Sim Shalom, and you say, holy smokes, I have no clue if I said Mashiv HaRuach or I did not say Mashiv HaRuach. I have no clue. So I'm in a state of suffix. So says the Shulchan Aruch, how do you resolve that state of suffix in a cookie daven Shulchan Aruch is? It depends. It depends where you are in the calendar. Shulchan Aruch says it takes 30 days of Shmona Esrei to be habituated in a new pattern of behavior. So after 30 days, if you're already what, you're at Chav Dalid, Cheshvan, you're 30 days into it, you can assume you've already now developed a new pattern of Amira, and you set it. But within the first 30 days, you cannot assume you developed a new pattern, you're still stuck in your old ways, and therefore you can assume you did not say. So the Maharam Rudenberg came up with an idea. Who's the Maharam Rudenberg? So Maharam Rudenberg was one of the great, great, great Gedole Ashkenaz in the Rishonim. He was the Rebbe of the Rush and the Mordechai. A lot of Ashkenazi Torah comes from the Maharam Rudenberg. So Maharam Rudenberg is quoted a lot by the Rush. He said, I have an idea. And his idea was, why wait? In a typical 30-day period, how many Shemona Esrei are there? 96. There's 90 Shemona Esrei, let's say. We have an average of 3 a day, give or take. So instead of waiting the full 30 days, on Simchas Torah, on Shemini Atzeres, we'll just say 90 times, Melech Memes Mechaim Matzmiach Hatagibor, we'll run it into Moshe Baruch Maragash, and we'll just repeat that 90 times. And then when we're in a suffix, we can assume we got it right.
This is still the Maharam Rudenberg.
What?
This is
Maharam Rudenberg. Don't wait 30 days. Just say, Chaya Mesimata Rav Lahoshia Mashiva Ruach Marida Geshem. Mechaya Mesimata Rav Lahoshia Mashiva Ruach Marida Geshem. So they developed a niggun. All the yeshivas developed a niggun. This is a niggun of chutzlaretz. Because in Eretz we say Marietta. But a niggun of chutzlaretz, that on Simchas Torah, they grab the Torah, and they start dancing, 90 times. They go 90 times, there's a counter, 90 times. And they yaitz the Maharam Rudenberg. And now if you're suffix, the next day you're spacing out during davening, you can assume you got it right. That was his eitz. That was his eitz. It's quoted by the tour. Take a look at the sheet. Here's the sheet. He quotes over here by Rav Meir Mirutenberg. Hayirug Elomer b'shmiyat says brachat tafiyu bala tishim pa'amim ad mas rav merid geshem keneged shoshim yom shomer al sof yom pa'am b'chol yom ve'achshem hayim esupak ein sarik lachzor the ra'a yefen. And then he brings a raya. Incredible raya. Incredible. It's amazing. Torah is amazing. I just want you to appreciate it. Torah is amazing. Because you're learning a sugyan bava kama, and you're asking yourself, what does this have to do with my life? What does that have to do with anything? And the answer is everything. Maran Rebbe saw Mishnah in bava kama, Daf Kav Dalet, and he said, that's the raya that you can sue this shtick by Moshe Baruch. And he says as follows. He brings a raya, a raya some parakeets at a regal, domer gabe shormua, richet niku chosav chayav, kirev niku chosav lo kol shekein. If it works over 30 days, so it certainly should work over 30 minutes. Because after all, richet niku chosav, it works. So certainly if you do it in rapid proximity, it works. And that is the position of the Maran Rebbe. Came along none other than, how beautiful is this? Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz makes another appearance. And he says, I don't think this works. It's cute shtick. It's a nice niggin. But it doesn't work. What is the argument that it should not work? Yeah!
He says they're not alike because when an animal damages, it's in its character, and when something's putting tefillah, it just becomes a habit of ours, and it's not really bound, it's not really connected to who we are. So I think he agrees with what Toso says of how the identity of the animal and how it.
He said, correct, more or less correct. He says you can't compare the sugya of Shor HaMuad to the topic of what? Mashav HaRuach. Why? Because what's Mashav HaRuach all about? Mashav HaRuach is all about, have you got into the habit of saying Mechai Meis Matrav Loshia Mashav HaRuach? Have you gotten into that habit? When it comes to habit forming, what's going to be a more compelling way to form a habit? By doing it in a half hour or by doing it incrementally over 30 days? What's a better way to form a habit? Cramming or doing it periodically day by day? The answer is day by day. For sure, day by day. And he says, Mechaya Mason is all about what? No, meaning, it's about habit forming. And therefore, you must do it over the course of 30 days. You're not going to replace the 30 days. The Maharam is saying you could do it all in one shot. You could do it all in one shot. And the Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees. Now, I want to just make one more ha'ara. So this is a good example of this chakira. Now, one ha'ara. Notice, and you might say, look, Rabbeinu Peretz said by us, it's habituation. And he's saying by Mashav HaRuach, it's what it's all about. I'm sorry, by Mashav HaRuach, it's hergel. It's habituation. And he's saying, don't compare the case of Shor to the case of Mashav HaRuach. So this is where I get to my lies before. I'm supposed to say, how do we pasta? How do we paskin?
For 3 days.
How do we paskin in the case of
Gemara?
How do we paskin Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir? We paskin like Rav Yehuda. Like Rav Yehuda. So even the Maram Rutenberg, where's his raya from? His raya is from Rav Meir. What did Rav Meir say? If you're rechek nikichosav, you're going to be a mu'ad. Kol shekein, kirev, and that's the raya of the Mara Mudra. So how's he being a raya from Rav Meir when we don't even pass like Rav Meir? Do you follow what I'm saying? This is a kash that's asked by the Taz. I'll explain it again in a second. Look at the Taz, the little 7a. The Taz writes, he quotes his Maram Rutenberg, and then he says, wait a second. Yeah. Aval, third line. Aval Rabbi Yehuda Polik Sham, Visvirle Deshra Mua Lohabe Ela Dafka Acha Shosha Yamim. V'lo mahani gimel yomim b'yomecha b'yalav mizava, and it's not just din in zava; it's yafina minah l'shar duchtei v'imkain hachanami b'tfila l'inyan haskara neima kain behedya paskinon hilchas hasham k'Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on Rabbi Yehuda. So how is the Maram Rutenberg bringing a raya from who? From Rav Meir to this din of Mashiv Aruach. The halach is not that way. I just want you to see this, how the Rishonim, this is Rishonim that are using these sugyas to get into halach lamaisa topics. But is it really fair to pin Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda into our machlokas, Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosis? Is it a fair thing to do? Can we pass it, Rabbi Yehuda? How can you tell me Machlokas Tanoim is really a Machlokas Rishon? So I think we can live. There is the starting point of the analysis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is this discussion, nature versus nurture. But really, what are they touching up? What's Rabbi Yehuda really? What's his source? Is it really nature? Is that what he's really saying? What's he saying? He's looking at the pasuk, and the pasuk says, "Tzmol mitzmol shilshon," and he's saying that pasuk tells me you need 3 days. As the Rav Yehuda Shita is 3 days. Now the question is, when you touch up that pasuk, does it mean Dafka 3 days? And who learns Dafka 3 days? You need 3 days. That's Rav Yehuda. You need 3 days. And Rav Meir says, what's Rav Meir's Chiddush? The pasuk doesn't mean Dafka 3 days. It means even 3 days. But the machlokes is not this broad machlokes, nature, nurture, of how you make a mu'ad. It's a cute idea, and it might enhance this understanding of the Machlokas Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos. But fundamentally, what they're arguing about is what's shot in the pasuk. Does the pasuk, when it says 3 days, does it mean 3 days, or does it mean even 3 days, but certainly 1 day? Now, what might get you to reading the pasuk to be certainly 1 day? If you understand that this is not about, if you understand it's habit forming, so then in Echanami you'll read the Pasuk Pshuto 3 days. If you understand it's not habit forming, it's something else other than habit forming, then you might read the Pasuk more aggressively. It doesn't mean Dafka 3 days, it means even 3 days, and that would be Rav Meir's position. But clearly, when it comes to the topic of Masav Rok Merida Geshem, what are we really, really talking about? What's Rabbeinu Peretz's point? Rabbeinu Peretz says that Moshe Baruch Merida Geshem is definitely about what? It's about habit forming. It's about Herga. And Pasha Pshat. If we're talking about habit forming, what will create a greater habit? Over 30 days or in a half hour? 30 days. And what then is the Chiddush of the Maharon Rutenberg, perhaps? He also agrees it's about habit forming. But what's his Chiddush? You can even create a habit in 30 minutes. You can create a habit. Yes, but you don't bring me a raya. From what? From Rav Meir. Because Rav Meir is arguing on a pasuk. It's not the halacha. It's not, so don't bring me a ride there. They're arguing within habit forming, how is it that we develop habits? That's how I just add on a little bit. I think I confused you all a little bit along the way.
Why does he quote Rav Meir?
Yeah, I think he's learning in Rav Meir.
What he's saying according to Rav Meir is, I would say like this.
Rav Meir is teaching, again, now you made this point in Seder. Ivri made the fine point in Seder, which is legit. Maybe you could argue that let's say I change the equation. That's why I think it's a lot about the pasuk. Let's say I made it like this. I have a shor that gores one animal a year. Would you say it's in the habit of goring animals? At some point I extend the period so long that it's not a habit. You can't tell me it's a habit. And there that Rav Meir's Kal V'Chomer is going to be very good. If it gets too far, then the closer it is, Richek Niki Chosav, if you want to tell me that's going to create a habit over the course of a year, certainly if it's over the course of a day, it's going to create a habit. So Rav Meir still might be working within a world of habit, theoretically. But at some point, the habit is too attenuated. It's too distant to be called a habit. And that's where Kal V'Chomer will work. Where you draw those lines is, again, beyond the scope of our discussion. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Does this come across, Sarah Sherry? You look lost. All right. Oh, my gosh. I want to do one more thing very quickly. We're going to go very quickly. Two more things. We haven't done anything yet. I feel very unfulfilled today. Very unfulfilled. Okay. I asked you to look at a Rambam, and I wanted to show you a Gevaldige Gemara. I got to finish Aleph, and I got to... So I wanted you to... I asked you to look at a Rambam. So the Rambam is found in Nizkei Mamon Pereg Vav Halacha Tesin Yud. I just want to read a Rambam to you. So by the way, the Rambam paskins like Rav Papa. And the Rambam says in 6:8, if you're sure who shemuad lemino, hare ze eino muad le she'eino mino. If you're muad to shores, you're not muad to gamals. And he says, huad la adam, eino muad le behema. If you're muad la adam, you're not muad le behema. So he's passed like who? Like Rav Papa daf lamed zay. Like Rav Papa daf lamed zay. Okay, that's the Rambam's psak. Now watch this. Nogach, I'm in halacha test now. Okay, I'm going to go fast, but hold cup. Noah, hold cup. Nogach shor hayom, v'chamor lemachar, v'gomel b'yom shlishi. Okay, so 3 days. Whose world now, 3 days? Rabbi Yehuda's world, that's what he's asking. Shor, chamor, gomel, nasem muad lakol. So you are a muad for everything. Now, what is the vagary in that word lakol?
What is lakol?
Not behemah or adam.
Is it all behemos and adam or just
all? No.
Is it all behemos, every behemah or just these three?
Correct. Is it naaseh muad lakol behemos? Or is it naaseh muad lakol elu behemos? Okay? That's not clear. The next halacha says like this. Ra'a shor hayom. V'nako. Ulamacha ra'a chamor v'lo nako. Ubashishi sus v'nako. Revi'i gama v'lo nako. Chamishi pere v'nako. Shishi ra'a arvad v'lo nako. So what happened over here? I don't know if every other day. One day a shor, one day not a gama. One day a chamor, one day not a pere. Got it? So in such a case, the Rambam says, Nase muad le serugin. You're a muad what? What is serugin? Alternating days. Lakol. What does lakol mean? Vague. Doesn't mean all animals. Doesn't mean these three animals. And then he says, V'im nogach bayom su muad lo. Echad mishloshes haminim shanogach. Hare ze muad. So says the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam tipped his hand. The Rambam just tipped his hand. What does Lakol mean? It means these three. Why does it mean these three? Because he says it's got to be these three. So the Magid Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, all assume against that the Rambam is against who? He's for sure against Taisi, even against Rabbeinu Peretz, because what Rabbeinu Peretz say? Shor gamal chamor, you had for all behemoths. And the Magid Mishnah says Rambam's against that. Rambam's against that. The Rambam is against that. You only chai for what? For these three specifics. For these three specifics. What would be the din according to the Rambam? Just talking aloud, I don't know the answer to this question. Let's say you gored Adam, Shor, Chamor. What's the din? So, L'chor, according to the Magid Mishnah, I think you'd be chai for Shor, Chamor, not Adam, because, and those are the only two animals, Lakol, which is definitely against the Rabbeinu Peretz. So did we read the Rambam correctly?
No.
You don't think so?
It's nice to
be easy. No, that's not an answer. Sorry, Zebozen. That's not, I'm not looking for, that makes it too confusing. That's not, I don't care about confusing. What I care about is, did I read the Rambam correctly? Is there a way to read the Rambam that, no, I messed up in the Rambam, and when the Rambam says Lakol, he means Lakol, he's not arguing Rabbeinu Peretz. What was the raya of the Magid Mishnah? In the case of Serugin, and what did the Rambam say? Shor, yes, not Gomel. Chamor, yes, not whatever. And in such a case, if you're on the right day, you're a muad for what? For all of those three. Why is that not a right? That in a case of Shor, Chamor, Gomel, you're only a muad for those three. Why is that not a right? I'll tell you why it's not a right. Very simple. You're a muad for the three that you gored on those days. But the other days matter. And what happened on the other days? You established yourself as not a gorer for other animals. You had a chance to gore other animals, and you didn't gore the other animals on the alternative days. So what are you establishing there? That you are not a gore for those animals. So are you a gore lakol or not?
No.
No. So maybe the Rambam says, not the pshat, you're limited to these three animals. You don't do these three animals in this case of Serugin, when on the non-goring days you establish a chazaka that you don't. Okay, that's just, so I think the Rambam, the jury is still out on the Rambam's position. Okay, that's one last point I want to bring up. And this I'd like to spend like an hour on this point. I'm going to spend a minute on this point. But it's a cool point. Take a look, please, at the Gemara in Chagiga. Okay, Gemara, turn the page. Gemara in Chagiga at the Tanur Rabbanan. About seven lines this is the Gemara that we know that there's a category in Halacha called the Shaita. How do you translate Shaita in English?
A person who is not in his mind.
A person who has, I'll call it a labardas. Labardas. So how do you establish a labardas, a shota is potter in mitzvahs, in a lot of mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, Tana Bana, Ezu shota. How do you know if someone's a shota? So watch this. Hayotze yichidi balayla. If he walks out at night by himself, it's a dangerous thing to do, a stupid thing to do. Halon bebeis hakvaros. If you sleep in a cemetery, not a smart thing to do. The hamikareya es ksuto. And if you tear your garments, these are indicators of shait. Itmar. Ravuna amar. Ad shukulon bevas achas. Rav Yochanan Amar Afilu Ba'achas Mehen. So they want it. The machlokas, do you need all three? Or is one enough? So Hechidam. Ida Avilu Derech Shtus. If you do it in a way of Shtus, then Afilu Ba'chadinami. Then you're a Shaitim with one. Being as a Shaitim. Ida Lo Avilu Derech Shtus. But let's say you have a reason to sleep in the base of Kvaris. You have a reason to tear your clothing. Afilu Kulunami Lo. Then if you did all three, you're not a Shaitim. You have a reason for it. I'm sorry, Afilu Kulunami Lo. So La Olam Dika Avidlu Derekstus. You did it Derekstus. Valam Bebe Sakvaros. Amor. So why do you all three then? Why do you all three if you did it Derekstus? One should be enough. Because there might be a svara each one. Each one might be a svara. But when you start to develop a pattern of doing something, but there are stus, then already, like, you're a shaykh. So, because a person, why is he going to be a lambda base akvaros? Because Amor, maybe he'll say, Kedei shetishol ruach tuma hu deka'avid. He needs some witchcraft in his life, a little sorcery in his life, a little kishuf in his life. So how do you get some kishuf in your life? You go in the basic part. So is there a reason he's doing it? Yeah. It's a little off, but there's a reason he's doing it. He's got a svara. Hayotze Hidei Balayla. Well, why is he doing that? Because Amor Gandrifas Achde. I think Gandrifas is some kind of shade of some kind or whatever. So it's
to talk to a demon.
Some kind of temporary situation. Hamakareya esksusa emer ba machshavasu. It's some kind of way to communicate with things in a different plane of being. Whatever. He's got some kind of svaras. But kevanta avdinu lekulu. But once he does all three, whoa! What a gemara. Havaluhu kemoshenogach sor chamor vegamo. You did all three. Now you became like your nogeach shor chamor gomel. What does it mean? What does it mean? Nase muad lakol. What's the Gemara saying? What do we learn out? What can we extract from this Gemara? Yeah.
Since a kol
is a shaita chayv and mitzvahs.
No.
So what are we saying? Once you've done three activities of shaita, you are now a shaita, and as a shaita, you have a new halachic classification. Lakol. Are you only a shaita with respect to these three things? No. We have established you as a shaita. I would argue, what's your nature? What's your nature? You're a shaita. And now that will permeate all areas of halacha. In other words, this Gemara Pashup Shad, back to the beginning of yesterday's shir, it works well according to which our positions of Muad. The Muad is deciding, comparing this to Nogah Shor B'Chamor V'Gamal. So what's the same as Shor B'Chamor V'Gamal? Tosis. It's the nature of this animal is a gore. It's now Muad Lakol. What's Pashup Shat Lakol mean? All animals. All other animals. Not just these three. It's a universal concept. And if we had time, which we don't right now, what we would then do is, okay, so now we're saying like slam dunk. This Gemara has now proven Taisus to be the correct Svara? Or is there a way to maybe make a chiluk between Shaita and the Din of Muad? And we're just using an analogy over here, but I think this is a great illustration of the idea of, and maybe again the Rambam, who we said we're not sure how to read the Rambam, but this Gemara would seem to indicate Klar, the comparison of Shota to Hamor, Gamal, Shor, that Nase Lakol means we're not just limited to these animals, it becomes universal, just like we find by Shaita. Have an excellent day tonight.